real stories, real people, real times, real situations. Listen to people from all walks of life tell their stories of how they escaped from death, sicknesses, accidents, how they came out of traumatic experiences, and their success stories as well. This is Life Unscripted.
Keep on surviving. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I will survive. Keep on surviving.
What you're about to listen to is something that will give you goosebumps, something that will make you appreciate God for keeping you even in your own house. You're about to listen to someone tell a story of how she went through something that I'm not sure you've imagined yourself going through, because who wants to imagine negative things? So yes, listen and, should I say enjoy? Listen and enjoy.
I'm a survivor, I'm gonna make it, I will survive. Keep on surviving, I'm a survivor.
Hi. I am Destiny by name, and I am from the northern part of Nigeria. I'm also the third born in my father's house, the eldest girl, and two other elder brothers. I don't know if you've actually heard about kidnapping in the northern part of Nigeria. It became so rampant around 2019 to 2021. It was too much in the northern part that it took so many lives, and it's divided some people with their loved ones. So at first I thought it was something not real, because I did not want to believe it until the very day it happened to I and my family. So my dad is a clergyman, and 3 months before the experience from the kidnappers, my dad had already taught us and told us about the ongoing kidnapping and killing that occurs at that place most times. He had told us what to do. Like, I was so shocked. He got to the point that he decided to describe how we will do when those people actually seize us and want to harm us. He told us how to squat on the floor whenever we hear gunshots, and not to stand directly so a stray bullet won't hit us. And whenever they come, we shouldn't just open the door. We should first ask who the person was. So this was actually 3 months before it happened, 2020, to my family. As at September, first week of September, this incident happened. That was on Thursday after our normal midweek service. We got back home, and I could remember vividly that we wanted sleeping without praying. So I told my dad that we could just say a word of prayer, even if it's not much, because we were all tired and getting ready to sleep. So we just said a word of prayer. It sounded so simple, but it did a lot to us. So around 11 p.m. at night, I was asleep with my younger sister. Not until our door got opened and I saw my mom actually crawling towards us in the room at night. So I was scared, because I wasn't fully asleep then. When the door just opened, I saw her immediately. So I was scared, and I asked her why she came into the room like this, in this manner. Why was she crawling on the floor? And then she told me to be calm, and then told my younger sister to wake up from her sleep. Unknown to us, we were under attack by the kidnappers. So my mom told us to quietly crawl out to the children's parlor to stay there for safety. Already I could see her very, very frightening look and shaky voice, and I knew that no, this is not something to even try to think about. So we obeyed her and we crawled out to the parlor. There in the parlor, I saw my dad and my elder brother. I could hear conversations, though I could hear people speaking from outside, and My dad was speaking to them also, but he was inside the house. And I had to ask my mom who dad was talking to, and she was like, he was communicating with the kidnappers, but they were outside and we were inside, in our home. And the doors actually, they were all locked. All we could do was, at that point, we had to just pray and rely on God that a miracle would work and we won't lose anyone at that point. So there, at that very moment, my dad decided to engage them in a conversation, which I have no idea how or where the boldness came from. He was within, and he told them why they came for him. To be very, very honest, we were all shocked when they asked. They told him that they are here for him. He's a clergyman. That is he not the clergyman that he is? A clergyman, so that is why they came here for him. And then my dad was shocked. This is not just right at all. How would they know that he is a clergyman? Then we started, I actually knew at that point that this was an informant that had known us, that had given this information to this set of people. When they actually saw that we were not ready to cooperate with them at that very moment, they decided to use an old radio to break the parlor glass, to break the window. And then my dad, at that point, he knew what to tell us to do as a family. He told us to pray. At that very moment, during that entire experience, we were praying. When the kidnappers saw that they were not able to get through the window, because most times, whenever they come to attack someone at their homes, the first target is the person's door or window. If they can't break the window with a sledgehammer, then they'll have to go for the door. But at that point, they started with the window, and that window wasn't able to break in their hands. They tried all they could, but to no avail, that window did not break. So when they saw that they could not get through the window, they decided to shoot at the house, thinking a stray bullet would hit any one of us. But the advice from my dad made us all conscious that at that very moment of time, we are all to be on the floor, not to stand up. Stray bullets, live fires, piercing through walls. That was my first time seeing a bullet. It was piercing through the walls and so on. I actually thought that was all. That is all life has for me. I'm still young. Why would I die now? And I can't die in this very manner. I have a lot to do in life. Why would I just die this way? And not only me, my entire family. Me crying at that moment, my dad rushed down to us and told us that he said a very, very heroic statement that got me scared and sad. He said that if these people should likely come into the house, two things are involved. It's either they kill him and my elder brother and take I and my younger sister and my mom to their camp, or they kill every one of us trying to resist them at that moment. So that got us so scared and made that urge to pray more. At that point, my elder brother was like the caller. He called so many people's line to tell them that we are under attack, if they could just pray for us and stand with us at that moment, it would go a long way. We actually waited for help. My elder brother tried calling the inspector of police to come. He tried his line, and at first it wasn't going. So we just felt all hopes were lost at that moment. If the police can't come, who else will come and save us? So we just had to hope on. And so that was how they tried breaking into the door, with so many bullets hitting the door, breaking our glasses, trying to enter. But at that particular time, something very, very supreme happened. Something supreme happened. So my dad had a gun in his room, which he carried and used at that moment.
I know, right? What is a clergy doing with a gun? Destiny had explained earlier that her uncle was a policeman, and he actually gave her dad a gun before he died insisting, just in case, for his safety, as if he knew this day would come. Destiny's dad, however, did not even know how to use the gun. He tried and tried and tried, and when he was about to give up hope, it finally worked. It shot once. Back to Destiny.
The house is like a very big apartment, and it has a lot of space in it, so it can cause any sound to echo. So that gunshot echoed and scared those people a bit, to the extent they stopped shooting. That was when we received help, and they called them vigilantes. They came and were shooting at them to scare them away. When they saw that they could not catch us as they planned, they went to my next neighbor house and took his daughter and took another man, which is a civil defense man, and took him also with them. And at that very moment, that was how we were saved. I know it wasn't just only the act of my dad. It was the act of God himself, because that braveness coming from only God knows where to my dad was something else. The prayer, the people that stood by us at that very moment, it helped. It is noted in the history of my vicinity that most times whenever kidnappers come to one's house, they pick them. It's either they pick them or they kill them. Most times they pick them and ask for ransoms. You can even, they ask for ransom and then you pay to them, but still they still kill whoever is in their hands. They don't care. It is noted that whenever kidnappers come to that vicinity, you can't escape from their hands. But at that point, God really showed himself. He really showed himself mighty in our case. And guess what? They were not able to get us. They were not able to get us. And it was a miracle. It was. This is something I never ever expected would happen. But most times whenever God wants you to know that things like this goes on, he makes it happen to you. Probably you are in this comfortable world of yours, not knowing how others suffer. But then God helped me and saw us through. It is a great testimony, a tragic, and then at the end, it became a happy ending.